今天晚上在这里和大家一起分享。
It's always a blessing to be gathered in this place with you all.
每次到这里来，对我来说都是一个很好的祝福。
I came and spoke in March, but my name's Ethan Horn.
我名字叫 Ethan Horn. 我其实三月份到这儿来讲过道。
I work in town at Texas A&M, and my wife and I hope to move overseas to Central Asia in the next 2 years for mission work.
我在 A&M 工作，我和我太太，我们准备在接下来的一两年时间内到海外去传道。
But today we have the joy of gathering and looking to Colossians.
今天我们有这个喜乐在一起，我们来学习哥罗西书。
So let's begin our time by saying a word of prayer.
让我们开始祷告。
Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you that we can gather in one place and consider you and worship you and learn more about you. We pray we would be open to reflection, to considering how you're moving in us, that we would respond well and go from here closer to you and more secure in who you are and what you've done for us. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
So, today we are going to look at this really hefty passage.
好，我们今天在这里一起来看这个非常重要的一段经文。
We're going to attempt to answer this question.
我们想要来回答这个问题。
Is Christ preeminent in our lives?
基督是不是在我们生活中居首位？
Preeminent can be replaced with surpassing, or first, or best.
这个居首位也可以用另外的词，比如说超越，在所有的之上。
This is a high standard, and it's hard to assess if that is the case for ourselves.
这是个非常非常高的一个标准，也比较难来评价我们是不是达到了那个标准。
So as we try to assess this question for ourselves, I have another version that might help.
当我们在问我们自己这个问题的时候呢，我有另外一个版本来问大家，其实是同样的问题。
What is the main focus of our thoughts?
那我们心里想的主要是什么？我们思想的焦点是什么？
As we go through life, where are our thoughts turning?
当我们在我们的生活中间，我们的思想到底是集中转向在什么地方？
It's easy to reflect on previous parts of life to answer this question.
我们也相对来说比较容易，就是回看我们以前的生活来回答这个问题。
I remember as a child, when I was 6 or 7, games and toys were where my thoughts were focused.
我想我自己大概7岁的时候，当时就是玩具和电子游戏对我来说是最重要的东西。
If I was at school, I looked forward to the games.
我在学校里时候想的就是放学以后玩这个电子游戏。
If I had a bad day, I hoped for the games.
我这天过得不舒服的时候，我在想反正我会玩那个游戏，会事情会变好。
I knew the satisfaction they would bring.
我知道这个玩电子游戏能够让我得到满足。
As I got older, I realized it wasn't true satisfaction.
当我长大了之后，我就知道这个玩电子游戏并不能真正的给我满足。
But as I got older, I still tried to find things to satisfy.
但是，尽管如此，我长大以后，我还是在寻找那些东西能够来满足我。
As we've already read, Jesus is that satisfaction.
我们已经读到了这些经文，耶稣是我们的满足。
But my thoughts still shift to finding rest.
但是我自己的思想还是在想怎么样来休息。
Or perhaps for you it's something like money or position or politics.
或者对我们会众来说，也许考虑的是钱、你的地位或者是政治。
We sometimes set our thoughts on things that aren't going to satisfy.
有时候我们把我们的思想集中在那些东西，其实这些东西是不能满足我们。
So as we look at this text, we want to restore Christ to that position in our minds.
所以当我们今天在看这段经文的时候，我们要做的就是把耶稣恢复到他那个居首位的地位。
Hopefully this passage will help give us answers on how to keep Christ as the focus of our thoughts.
希望这段经文能够帮助我们，让我们知道怎样让耶稣在我们生活中间居首位。
To begin, let's look at the book of Colossians.
开始之前，我们一起来看一看哥罗西书这卷书它的背景。
It is one of the letters in the New Testament written by Paul.
这是新约圣经中间保罗写的书信中间的一封。
One of the letters written while he's in prison in Rome.
这封信他写的时候，他当时是在罗马的监狱之中写这封信。
We hear that a lot about the epistles, but that's because it's important.
我们听到了这卷书被提到很多很多次，原因是这卷书非常的重要。
As Paul is in prison, this message is that important to him that he tries to write it while in prison.
因为对保罗来说，他虽然身在监狱之中，但是他觉得这封信是那么的重要，所以他一定要写这封信。
The Colossian church was in a small valley.
哥罗西教会是在一个很小的一个山谷之中。
I think that's important to remember too as we consider who this letter is for.
这个对我们来说也很重要，让我们知道这封信是写给谁的。
It wasn't one of the major cities like Ephesus. It was smaller and more familial.
这个哥罗西这个地方不像以弗所那样是个大城市，它是在一个小的一个地方，彼此间也大家都比较熟悉。
They were in a valley called Lycus.
他们这个城市在一个谷，这个山谷名字叫 Lycus.
And there were Lycus, yeah. And there were three small villages that all related with each other.
这个里面这个山谷里头有三个小的村庄，而这个村庄之间其实是有联系的。
And Paul's letter is really for everyone in that valley.
实际上，保罗这卷书是写给这个山谷中间的所有的人，因为不是个大地方。
Paul was writing because of a specific heresy.
保罗写这卷书是为了因为有一些特别的异端在教会中间。
This lie in the church grew into the movement called Gnosticism.
这个谎言在教会中间在形成，最终会形成一个所谓的诺斯底主义。
This movement said that the physical world was the source of evil.
这个异端的有一个中心点，就是说我们物质的世界是所有罪恶的根源。
And this one small issue led to incorrect beliefs about who Christ was.
而这个异端虽然看起来不是很大，但是最终会影响到我们对基督的看法和地位的偏差。
The people had started to believe that Christ could only be spiritual, not physical.
人们开始来相信基督他不可能是一个完完全全的人。
More than that, it also stopped the spread of the gospel in the valley.
更为重要的是，因为有这种异端，它阻碍了福音在当地的传播。
What once had been vibrant and growing was now slowly falling apart.
曾经这个福音增长得很快，非常非常的有活力，但是现在一切都处于停止状态。
And so Paul, in prison, writes this letter to help intercede.
所以保罗在监狱里头，他觉得是那么的重要，他必须要写这封书信来干涉，来制止这种异端。
And so as we read, we will see his response to this heresy first.
所以我们读这段经文的时候，我们看到保罗是怎样来回应这些异端的。
First, in verses 13 and 14, he says, He has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins.
我们看保罗的回应在哥罗西书第一章13-14节，他救了我们脱离黑暗的权势，把我们带到他爱子的国度里。我们借着爱子的血得蒙救赎，罪得赦免。
These first two verses are actually the end of an introductory prayer.
其实这两节圣经是保罗的开始祷告的结尾。
And you can see he's doing a few things in this verse.
我们看到了在这两节圣经里头，保罗在做那么几件事情。
The first is he wants to remind the people who Christ is.
首先，保罗是在提醒大家，基督是谁。
He is our redemption and truth. He is the core of our faith.
他是我们的救赎，他是我们信仰的根基。
And this is important because before correcting the heresy, he shares their foundation.
这个非常非常的重要，因为要在改正异端这个错误之前，我们要知道我们的基础是哪里，我们信仰的基础是什么。
This is a great example of biblical conflict management.
这也是一个非常非常好的，基督教的解决冲突的一个很重要的一个原则。
Instead of first accusing them, he reminds them of their shared faith.
不是首先去指责和批评，而是提醒我们共同信仰的根基。
He continues from there in verse 15 and 16.
他继续在十五节和十六节说
He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible.Whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things were created through him and for him.
爱子是那不能看见之神的像，是受身的，身在一切受造之物之上，因为万有都是靠他造的，无论是天上的、地上的，能看见的、不能看见的，或是有位的、主治的、掌权的，或是有势力的，一概都是借着他造的，又是为他而造的。
Now, Paul clearly corrects the heresy.
在这里，保罗就非常清楚地把这个异端来改正了。
He wants to emphasize that creation comes from Christ.
他在这里强调，创造来自于基督。
Creation is not the source of evil. In fact, it was created good.
创造不是罪恶的根源。恰恰相反，神的创造是为了好，为了我们的好。
We see this also in John 1 and Hebrews 11.
我们能够看到，同样的内容在约翰福音第一章和希伯来书第十一章。
The scripture emphasizes Jesus was a part of the good creation.
这些经节强调了耶稣是那个良善的创造的一部分。
He worked alongside the Father.
他和父一起来创造。
This clears two main issues with the heresy.
而这能够讲清楚了，来驳斥了两个异端的两个方面。
The first is that Christ is more powerful than creation.
第一个就是基督他比所有的受造的更加重要。
In fact, the second point is that he brings the physical world to the invisible God.
第二点就是他把能够看到的世界带到了看不见的神那里。
He is both fully man and fully God.
他是完完全全是人，他又完完全全是神。
Of course, Paul is not foolish about the actual state of the world.
当然，保罗并不是装着看不见。当时世界的状况。
He knows that there is sin and brokenness.
他知道这个世界充满了罪恶，这个世界是破碎的。
He sees the same evil that the Colossian church is worried about.
他看到了哥罗西教会所担心的那些罪恶，他看得很清楚。
But we see he wants Christ to be preeminent.
但是他要告诉哥罗西教会。基督的超越性。
And he continues this point in verse 17.
然后他继续在第十七节说
And he is before all things, and in him all things hold together.
他在万有之先，万有也靠他而立。
This is a core verse for Christians.
这个对我们基督徒来说，这是一个非常关键的一节圣经。
It is Paul's clear statement that Christ holds together the physical and the spiritual.
非常清楚地告诉我们，基督他把属灵的世界和物质的世界结合在一起，都在他的掌管之下。
This first section is a clear mark of what Paul's Christology is.
这个第一部分的这些圣经，非常地告诉了我们保罗的基督论的观点。
It's both a correction for the Colossians and a foundation for us.
这个保罗的基督论的观点，一方面是改正了哥罗西教会的一些观点，同样又重申了我们信仰的根基。
It emphasizes these two points.
他强调了这两个最基本的点。
That Christ is the eternal Son of God from before creation to eternal.
首先，基督他是永恒神的儿子，从创世以前一直到永远，他是永恒神的儿子，永神。
But also that he is fully man and fully God.
但是同时他又是完完全全的人，又是完完全全的神。
There's a temptation in our own day to de-emphasize the spiritual.
在我们今天的社会中间有这个趋向，我们不再那么强调属灵方面的事情。
To focus our thoughts on the things of the world.
让我们的思想来着眼于这个世界上的事情中间。
But if we recall our example, Christ,We want to hold both together.
但是我们需要的是，我们要跟随基督的榜样。我们要思想的是属灵上的，也有世界上的。
The spiritual and the physical both have importance to how we follow Christ.
属灵上的和物质世界，同样对我们怎样来了解耶稣基督，有同样的重要性。
And from here, Paul leads into some applications that we can put into practice today.
从这儿开始，保罗就开始对我们教导，让我们能够有在我们实际生活中间的一些运用。
As we go through the rest of the passage, we will see each of these three points illustrated clearly by Paul.
我们接下去可以看到，保罗在接下去的经文中里强调的三点有关我们的应用。
The first is that our collective body is led by Christ, the head.
第一点是我们身体的集中，就是我们教会，是我们的元首是耶稣。
And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything he might be preeminent. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell.
他在这儿讲基督，基督他是教会的头，他是元首，是从死里复活的。使他在凡事上居首位，因为父喜悦一切的丰盛都住在他里面。
This truth gives us comfort as we seek to follow Christ.
这个真理给了我们一种安慰，当我们在跟随耶稣的时候，给了我们这种安慰。
As we gather for moments like this, or for any of the other activities we've been doing this morning,
在我们比如说我们今天在一起聚会，或者是我们今天。早上做的其他事情中间，他给我们一种安慰。
We can have confidence that at every level of the church, from the youngest to the oldest, Christ is the head.
给了我们这个确据，在教会的任何一个部分，从最年轻的到最年纪最大的，耶稣在掌管，耶稣是教会的头。
While we might struggle with consistency or even vision sometimes of what we want to see in the church.
也许有时候我们会在一致性上挣扎，或者是对我们教会的意向往前看，我们也不是特别清楚，我们可能为这些事情而挣扎。
Christ is a perfect steadfast leader.
但是基督他是一个完美的，是一个坚定的一个领袖在那里。
This affirms that he seeks the good of his church.
这也是再次的强调他是为了我们教会的益处。
This is a very practical truth for me.
这个对我来说是一个非常实用的一个真理。
This is a picture from Central Asia.
这是一幅图案，是在中亚。
My wife is on the left side, and there's two of our future teammates on the right.
在左边的是我的 t 太太，那另外两个是我将来的同工。
We're looking out at a city that we hope to move to.
我们在看的是我们将要去做事工的一个城市。
And in this specific city of millions, there's less than 100 believers.
在这一个有几百万人的城市中间，可能不到有只有不到一百个人，他们是基督徒，是信徒。
So as we seek to move there, the question is, how do we form a church?
所以当我们在准备要到那儿开展事工的时候，我们常常问的一个问题是，我们怎么样来建立一个教会？
How do we gather people together to follow Christ?
我们怎么样让人来聚集在一起，让他们来跟随耶稣？
This passage holds our hope.
这一节经文给了我们希望。
We know once someone chooses to follow Christ and gathers together, that Christ becomes the head of their collective body.
我们知道当人愿意来加入教会，跟随耶稣的时候，耶稣就变成了教会的头，他会引导每一个人。
So as we look out at the city, while daunting, we have hope for what might come.
当我们从上面看这个城市的时候，虽然这个任务非常艰巨，但是我们有这个希望，我们有这个盼望。
As we form,
因为耶稣在掌管。
As we form small churches, we know Christ will be their leader.
当我们来建立那些小的教会的时候，我们知道基督是他们的元首领袖。
Paul continues from there to talk about Christ as our top priority.
保罗接下去继续在讲，基督应该是我们的优先。
And through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of his cross.And you, who once were alienated and hostile in mind, doing evil deeds, he has now reconciled in his body of flesh by his death, in order to present you holy and blameless and above reproach before him.
并且借着他在十字架上所流的血，使万有，无论是地上的、天上的，都跟自己和好。你们从前与神隔绝，因的恶行，心里与神为敌。如今却借着基督的肉身，借着死，使你们与神和好，且使你们在他面前成为圣洁，无瑕疵，毫无可指摘的。
This verse is the core of the passage to me.
对我来说，这节圣经是这段经文的中心。
Back to our first question, is Christ the purpose of our thought, the focus of our thoughts?
让我们回到我们一开始的问题，基督。是不是我们思想的焦点、着重点
？Paul makes the point here that we were the focus of Christ's thoughts.
保罗在这里提醒我们，我们把耶稣放在首位，是我们的思想的开始点。
As he came to earth from heaven, he sought reconciliation with humanity for God.
他从天上来到地上，是为了是。为了神的缘故，让我们和神和好。
His death on the cross brought peace.
他在十字架上受死，使神和神和好，带来了平安，
and,
带来了和平。
And Paul is very kind in verse 21.
保罗在第二十一节，他非常的善良。
He says, "And you who were once alienated and hostile in mind."
他说你们从前与神隔绝。
But the reality is, even after we follow Christ, sometimes we find ourselves alienated and hostile of mind.
其实事实上呢，把我们信了耶稣之后，有时候我们还是会与神隔绝。
Yet still Christ reconciled us to God.
但是神还是在做那个和好的工作。
That we can be presented blameless and above reproach.
所以我们能够无可指责来到神的面前。
This is good life-giving truth.
这是对我们来说是赐生命的真理。
As we consider our thoughts and where they're placed, where better to place them?
当我们在想我们的思想应该放在哪里，你难道能找到另外一个地方比基督为首位来更好吗？
In John 3:30, John the Baptist summarizes this well.
在约翰福音第三章第三十节，施洗约翰来这样来总结，他总结的非常好。
He says, "He must increase, I must decrease, or Christ must increase and I must decrease."
他说，他必增加，我必衰微。
We try to reflect Christ more and have less of our own desires, less of the alienation and hostility in our minds.
所以我们应该更多的想基督，更小的、更少的来想我们自己，这样我们和神的分割会越来越少。
This process is called sanctification.
而这个过程被称作为成圣。
Becoming more like Christ through our relationship with Him.
通过我们和基督的关系，让我们能够更像他。
And Paul's encouragement here is that that begins by holding Christ in the proper place in our minds.
保罗在这里给我们的教导是，在这个过程从什么地方开始？是从我们把基督放在首位开始。
And Paul continues beyond just our mindset.
保罗接下来继续在讲，他并不是只是讲我们的思想。
In verse 23, he says, "If indeed you continue in the faith, stable and steadfast, not shifting from the hope of the gospel that you have heard, which has been proclaimed in all creation under heaven, and of which I, Paul, became the minister."
23节说，只要你们继续在信仰中稳固而坚定，不要偏离所盼望的福音。这福音是你们听过的，也是传遍了天下一切受造之物的。保罗也成为这福音的执事。
Here Paul is saying he became a minister of the gospel in order to do this process.
保罗在这里说，他成为福音的执事，是为了把福音传开。
To continue in the faith, remaining stable and steadfast.
在这个信仰中间能够坚持，并且是坚持，坚定不移地往前走。
Just as in verse 17, we saw that Christ was both fully man and fully God, body and spirit.
我们在十七节说，我们十七节我们已经看到了，基督他是完全的人，他又是完全的神。
Paul's encouraging us to treat ourselves as both body and spirit.
保罗在这里来鼓励我们，我们要看我们自己两个方面，属灵的和实际的，我们都要看到。
Our spirit has been reconciled with Christ, and we want to set our mind on that.
我们的灵已经和基督和好，我们要思想到这一点。
But our bodies still have purposeful work to continue in.
但是我们的身体仍然有意义的事工要去做。
Paul did this through traveling ministry work.
保罗他是做到了这一点，他是去做旅行的布道。
But we have wonderful opportunities to do it right here.
我们今天在座的，我们也有非常好的机会，我们就在本地，我们就可以做这个事工。
We follow biblical guides to care for the sick, widows, and orphans.
我们可以按照圣经的教导去照看那些生病的或者其他有肉体软弱有需要的人。
Encouraging each other, lifting each other up with our words.
我们可以彼此来鼓励，来彼此来建造，来提升。
This morning, as we sang and worshiped the Father.
比如我们今天早上我们在这里，我们一起来唱诗歌，来赞美我们的父神。
Or even just all the work that goes into making the church run.
哪怕就是所有的这些工作，让教会能够正常的运作，这都是我们自己行动的一个方面。
It might be for you writing letters or following up with specific thanks.
或者是你自己写信，或者是写一个感恩的这个信。
Or hosting or fellowshipping with one another.
或者是开放家庭，或者是一起来团契。
This is just a small sample of how our body operates in the world.
这个就是一些很简单的例子，我们自己的身体怎样在这个世界上来工作。
In a way that begins to reflect Christ's glory.
我们这样子做也是来反映基督在地上的事工。他肉体所做的事工。
Another example that I know this church participated in last week was the big giveaway.
另外一个例子，我知道我们这个教会有很多人参与的，就是上个星期的这个家具的大派送。
more than a quarter of all the international students who arrived at Texas A&M went to this event.
大概整个到 College Station A&M 的这个国际学生的四分之一都参与了这个家具大派送，领到他们要的家具。
And this is just one weekend in one year of a lifetime following Christ.
啊，这就是一年中间的，啊，这是只是我们一辈子中间的一年的一个周末，我们跟随耶稣，我们可以做的事情。
As we increase His place in our minds, we can increase finding opportunities to serve others like this one.
啊，当我们啊想有这个思想的时候。我们就会能够感到，我们能够找到各种各样的机会来服务其他人，找到，比如说，家具大派送这样的机会。
So as we reflect back on this whole passage,
所以我们再来回想我们今天这段经文的内容。
We began with good truths from Paul correcting heresy, but being a foundation for us.
首先，我们是从保罗来。改正一个异端，来提醒我们，我们信仰的根基，我们的信仰的根基就是基督。
These truths should always be encouraging to us that Christ is the eternal Son of God and fully God and fully man.
基督他是永恒的神子，他是完全是人，也完全是神。这个真理应该是一直是鼓励我们。
But then his encouragements to the Colossian church can be encouragements to us as well.
但是他对哥罗西教会的鼓励，其实应该也是对我们这个教会的鼓励。
As we're involved in church, we can look to Christ as our first and foremost leader.
当我们在教会参与各种各样的事工的时候，我们应该向上看，看到基督，他是我们的元首。
We can personally work to keep Christ as the center of our thoughts.
我们自己，我们也要把基督在我们的心思意念中间占首位。
And recall with joy that our bodies have purpose.
并且有这个喜乐来知道我们自己的身体也是有目的的，神造我们的身体也是有目的的。
If you have not made Christ the leader of your life, that's the first step.
那如果你现在还没有让基督在你的生命中间做头，那你要做的第一步，这就是你要做的第一步。
He surpasses all other people, things and desires that humans might follow after.
他超越了所有的人，他超越了所有的事，啊，所以我们能够，我们应该来跟随他。
And his sacrificial death reconciled us to God.
他在十字架上的牺牲，让我们能够与神和好。
If you have already done that, be willing to share it. That is our first and foremost foundation.
如果你已经做到这一点，你已经是信徒，那你应该把这一点分享给其他人，这是我们要做的最重要的事情中间的一件。
But beyond that, consider your body.
除此以外，也要考虑到你自己的身体。
Both the local church body, as Christ calls, as Paul calls it, and your personal body.
啊，这个身体有两个部分，一个是当地的教会，我们教会的身体，另外一个是你自己的身体。
I know this fellowship has a this church has a great pattern of fellowship with one another.
我们知道这个教会，有很好的团契，彼此之间。
Continue in that practice. Continue gathering and encouraging one another.
你们要继续这样子做，彼此来鼓励，共同成长。
And keep in your mind the idea that we can serve just as Christ served us.
记住，我们可以来服侍，就像基督他首先服侍我们一样。
But also consider taking some steps this week to renew the place of Christ in your mind.
并且也可以来考虑这个星期，你把你的思想重新来思想，基督在你，来更新基督在你心里的地位。
I know for myself, the world is constantly trying to replace him with something else.
我知道，就对我我的理解，这个世界总是在想尽办法用别的东西来替代。基督在我们心里的地位。
We can do that in some small practical ways, but specifically, I would challenge you to memorize Romans 12, 1 through 2.
我们要做到把基督放首位，我们可以有很多很多的方面的事情我们可以来操练。我在这里鼓励大家来 记住罗马书十二章第一第二节。
This passage speaks of the renewing of the mind through Christ.
这节经文告诉我们，在基督里我们要心意更新。
Which is exactly what Paul has been encouraging us to do through this passage.
而这个是就是保罗在这段经文里头来鼓励哥林多教会。
Let's close in prayer.
我们一起来祷告。
Lord, we thank you that you came to earth as a human, fully God and fully man, and kept us first in your thoughts, that you placed us above your own life, and in doing so, allowed us to follow you and become reconciled with God. We pray that that would be a very, very real message to us this week, that it would help us focus our thoughts on you, on the goodness and the kindness, the fruit of the Spirit that you displayed that we also can display through our relationship in you. And we pray that we can show that to those around us, that we can draw people into who you are and show them the beauty of a relationship with you. We pray as we go that we would be encouraged, and we thank you for this time together. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.